As American troops move northwest from southern Iraq, they've encountered some resistance from Iraqi troops. Philip Smucker, a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor, joined the convoy of the 1st Marine Headquarters Division. He is not a so-called embedded reporter, but is traveling in his own vehicle with another reporter. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
We're north of Nasiriyah, where there was heavy fighting. I was in Nasiriyah on the outskirts yesterday. There was heavy fighting, obviously. It is believed that Marines were taken captive there. The pictures have been shown on Iraqi TV. There are also pictures of dead Marines, I believe. But we did not specifically see them. We know that there's some trouble in Nasiriyah, and I've been told that the front moving north is not clear, and there'll be an effort to take various installations this evening, possibly including an airport.
As you're moving along there, Philip, is the ground that you're moving through, the territory that you're moving through, is that controlled or not controlled?
Well, it is controlled, but what we're seeing is a guerrilla tactic employed here. There's a group called the Fetayin. There are special units of Saddam Hussein's military, often travel in civilian clothes. And so the Marines have told me that they're the ones that can cause a lot of trouble because they're not in uniform, and they could just walk up to you and suddenly attack. So it's a very tense situation. They've got to be extra cautious. They're trying at the same time. We saw special operations units sitting down with locals, trying to talk them, persuade them that this is a mission they can believe in.
As you're going along there, are the Marines just driving forward as quickly as they can? Some of the tactics that you're describing, it sounds as though some of them are stopping as well.
I would say it's a much more cautious push north than a lot of us expected. It's been tempered by the realization that if they go in hard and heavy, there could be more resistance. So the rules of engagement are very strict. In other words, if they even sense that somebody's about to pull a weapon, they'll shoot. But on the other hand, they're trying to pacify the local population and bring them along on this mission. And I think that's why it is taking time.
Are the units you are with driving on a road or crossing open desert?
At the moment, units on a highway that's still being built, and it's in pretty bad shape. But at least there's some track to run on. Other than that, I would say actually, what happened was a lot of the U.S. forces running north originally 4 days ago were in the desert and they were spread out. More of them now have come together on the main highway. The push seems to be have been brought together more, and it'll be tightly controlled.
Philip Smucker is a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.